Should Tim Walz run for office one more time as governor of Minnesota? Welcome to Drive Time, hour two of two today. Twins baseball on the air, pregame at 5 o'clock here in the home of the Twins. Hopefully the Twins have a successful outing tonight. I don't know. How do we feel about the Joe Ryan news? Is this him going to the... Bailey Ober. Is it good or bad?
Well, the trick is, I mean, he's clearly struggling.
He was saying the injury wasn't what his pitching problem was.
Right, and he's also lost seven games in a row, and the underlying numbers aren't good. And it certainly can't hurt him to sit down for a little bit and just heal up whatever is bugging him.
Yeah.
The trick is, what do you replace him with? Because your pitching depth has already been tested to a point where you're, you know, scrambling to figure out what you're going to do to replace him on Friday. So,
Joe Ryan pitched pretty well yesterday.
Yeah, they just ran into another really good pitcher. This was, you know, it wasn't quite Tariq Skubal from Sunday night, but it was a pretty darn good pitcher they ran
into.
We've
been blanked two games in a row. A
couple of times. But that happens when you go up against really good pitchers sometimes. So.
True. Tim Walz had said he was going to decide at the end of the legislative session if he was going to run again. Now he's saying, well, the latest we heard was that he was going to wait till July. And then Blois Olson, in his morning take today, said he expects that the Walz team might wait until the state fair. And part of the reason for this is the assassination of Melissa Hortman and Melissa's husband and the shooting. And I think you could certainly call it an attempted assassination of Senator Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, and their daughter, who was also, as Yvette has said, she was standing right there as well.
And you could also say, you know, the attempted assassination of two other legislators, because he went to their houses. So
I certainly can understand, from a safety perspective, from an is it worth it perspective, if I'm a political spouse right now, I'm telling my partner,
heck no.
That's right. Yeah, I think I would. There's another reason that I think Tim Walz should not run for governor again. And it has nothing to do with his performance as governor. It has everything to do with the fact that we as a state are stuck. We are stuck relitigating the same arguments that we've been litigating over the last 5 years. COVID. I think people were worried that the COVID vaccine was going to mess with us. I think some people still think that it did. The main way I see COVID as messing with us is that from a constructive standpoint about having discussions about the future of our state, we are paralyzed. We are still arguing out, should they have sent the National Guard earlier during the riots? Did Tim Walz give a sweetheart deal to the world's largest candy store? Did he let big box stores stay open while closing down mom and pop stores? And I think about this in terms of the mayor of Minneapolis as well. And I think of the Minneapolis case, Jacob Fry, who I think Jacob Fry has done a really good job with Minneapolis. I get it. I'm not a full-time resident. I'm not bop, 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 bop. But compared to the other candidates, I think I would take Jacob Fry. I think he's done a pretty good job. And we're still relitigating the exact same stuff with him. I have this overwhelming sense that we as a state are stuck. It's like when you get a song stuck in your head and you can't quite finish it because you can't come up with the lyrics, so you just repeat and start at the beginning again. That is what so much of our political dialogue is. We're just stuck. And sometimes I think the personalities in those spots, you have to look at the greater good and say, if I get out of the way, can we move forward as a state, as a city? Maybe the answer is no. If you're Jacob Fry right now, looking at the other people who are running for mayor, although I don't know enough about Jazz Hampton, I'm open to learn more about him. But I certainly was not given any sort of reassurance when all of the other people running for mayor of Minneapolis said that they would have disciplined the police chief for being at the federal raid that people thought was an ICE raid, wasn't an ICE raid. And you're like, oh boy, this is what the other choices are. Not great. I think we're stuck. Do you think if these, and I want to specifically, I guess shame on me for going down the Minneapolis lane, but it goes to the fact that we're relitigating the same stuff. There have already been elections after. I'm not saying that these issues didn't matter. I'm saying we voted once already. Post George Floyd, post COVID, there were elections. And Tim Walz was sent back. And we're still arguing, were we too aggressive in COVID? Were we too slow in the riot response? Sometimes I think you just have to have fresh names in there so we can move on.
And I understand that point, but you sort of brushed up against this idea of, does change necessarily mean we set that stuff aside and move into a new direction? Because who are the names you're hearing most likely if Walz doesn't run? Keith Ellison? You think any of that stuff's going to go away if Keith Ellison's
No,
running?
Here comes the one picture of him holding the Antifa book that goofballs are going to nonstop.
Right. Steve Simon, who has been, it wasn't really tagged with a lot of the pandemic stuff, but in terms of, you know, elections and 2020 and potential fraud and all that kind of nonsense, you think that's not going to come up if he runs? Aaron Murphy, you know, who's big time in the Minnesota State Senate. So I don't know that a lot of that stuff doesn't necessarily attach itself to her as well.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I would love to move on from a lot of that nonsense, and I don't know that that's possible.
651-461-9226. I think that we may be at that point where the only way that we can move forward with constructive discussion about the future of our state, the future of our city, instead of the goings-on of 2020, I'm not certain that it would be good for our state to have another replay of the exact same issues that came up the exact same last election. What do you think? Do you think Tim Walz should run again? 651-461-9226. We'll share your thoughts when we come back. It's decision time for Tim Walz, as over this month and next month, he'll decide if he is going to run for governor of Minnesota. Already, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan running for the U.S. Senate seat. Representative Angie Craig also running for that seat. Right now, everyone's sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the incumbent governor wants to do. So who knows who in the Democrat Party would step up to run again. Lots of texts, but let's go to the phones first and hear from Gene from Hector on the CCO Talk and Text Line. Gene, do you think Tim Walz should run again?
Hi, Jason. Enjoy the show here. I'm a no. I don't think he should run again. And the reason for that, Jason, is I'm a big believer in term limits. I you know, whether right or left, I think term limits would do this country a lot of good. I think it would help solve a lot of our problems in the political realm of things. And so that's my reason why I don't think he...
8 years, two terms, you think that's sufficient for a governor? There's a reason that we don't have a track record. I don't think anybody's ever been elected for three, have they?
Well, you know, if two terms is good enough for George Washington back in the day, that should be good enough for anybody else, don't you think?
Fair enough. Very good. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. I think that's part of the equation, right? There's a certain reality of life that voters get sort of sick of you in the same gig. You've got to be amazing for people to not be like, ugh, and just board or just the sheer volume of decisions that you make over the years has enough stuff for people to be irritated at. I want to update you on some breaking news just popping right now. The judge in that New York federal trial where Sean Diddy Combs was found guilty of two counts relating to prostitution, the judge has denied bail, no bail for Sean Diddy Combs. The federal government, federal cases have a no bail option. Here in Minnesota, if you're charged under state charges by a Minnesota constitution, you have to be given some bail. The number can be crazy, but it is, you have to be given bail. Sort of, I'm a little surprised, but a number of victims and families of the victims of the crime that Sean Diddy Combs was convicted of.
He was convicted on two counts.
On two counts.
Yeah.
Family members have appealed to the judge and said, we're worried about retaliation.
Flight
risk.
We're
worried he's going to flee. And so no bail for now. And then there will be a sentencing hearing.
Yep.
But the presumption is that because of the guilty verdicts and the fact that the case has a potential maximum sentence of 20 years in federal prison, it is reasonable to assume that Sean Combs will be sentenced to some additional jail or prison time. And so, hence the decision just within the last couple of minutes that Sean Combs will have no bail. Tax responding to this question as to whether or not Tim Walz should run for governor one more time, run it back one more time. If we don't keep Walz, we might get a Trumper, says a texter. Another texter, Walz should not run again. I used to support him, but for the reasons that I stated, sort of the being stuck on the same issues. This texter says no. Another texter, he should run again. He's honest. He doesn't try to hurt people. And he's a teacher, for crying out loud. But then the rural Minnesota responds, where a texter in 507 says, out here in rural Minnesota, a lot of the decisions he made during COVID killed a lot of our small businesses, which were already struggling for that. The old nail in the coffin.
Yeah, the honest part, not entirely sure that shoe fits. He's had some struggles, some whoopsies, and you can decide whether you think they're big deals or not. But I don't think if I was a Tim Walz campaigner, I would be campaigning on honesty.
Another texter says, I think Walz is putting this decision off because he wants to run, but his inside info says if he runs, he'll lose. Texter says he needs to step back and get back to the Walz we had when he was elected to his first congressional term. I think the trick with that is that the electorate has moved well beyond where he was in that first term.
The electorate has certainly changed, and he's moved beyond that version of himself to a point that even if he tried to go back to it, I'm not sure anybody would buy it.
Yeah, yes, I think that's right. It's difficult when you... I mean, it's hard for any politician to strike that balance between representing the people you serve, being true to your values, but also reading the fact that society does change.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, politicians are selling a product. And when the customers change what they want, you have to decide, do you want to stay selling the product or not? And so... just like you saw Barack Obama originally was not in favor of same-sex marriage, the world moved and he moved. Today, are people less understanding of people who move? I don't know. I think they are understanding. But I mean, the people will have your opponents have more venues and more ability to hammer you over the head with it.
Your people will be understanding.
Your people get it.
The other people, your opponents, no. A lot of textures writing in about Dean Phillips.
Yes.
I think Dean Phillips would crush if he ran for governor. I've seen nothing that makes me think that he's even considering it at this point.
Yeah, he would be, you know, I mean, Dean Phillips, I get the impression from what he said on Chad's show and what he said on social media, would like to start a national conversation about a moderate party or a different path if it's not going to be a new party. And so I find it hard to believe
if that's really where he wants to put his time and efforts, it's hard to do that.
Hard to do it
when
as
you
a
get,
governor.
You know, sucked into local politics in the state of Minnesota. Yeah.
Andrea on YouTube says Walz is one of the top Democrats of the USA. He should run again. You know, Dan, you and I were talking in the break about the fact that ultimately these are not theoretical selections we make in a vacuum.
Right.
So in the last election, you might have had reservations about Tim Walz, but you may have had larger reservations about Scott Jensen, who was his opponent. And so you got to pick. Right now, we're in sort of the should he, shouldn't he, who would we like? Like, all the options are open.
But, yeah, there's nothing to compare him against in terms of an opponent.
When you look at who the Republicans might put forward, like, yes, if you did a poll and said, would Tim Walz win against a Republican opponent, perhaps that poll would show things very, very close. But if you did Tim Walz against
a specific person.
Yeah, what do you have? I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be a different situation. And I think if Tom Emmer or Pete Stauber stepped up and said they were going to run for governor as a Republican, well, at that point, I think if I'm Tim Walz, I'm out.
Yeah.
But that hasn't happened. So until Tim Walz decides what he's going to do, I think all of the rest of this is just noise.
Another commenter asked if wasn't Burke a major factor in Walz versus Jensen. I think he had an impact. I don't know how big it really was.
Yeah, I think Burke is as conservative as Peggy Flanagan is liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I don't think
many people voted for Tim Walz because of Peggy Flanagan and likewise.
I think what happened with Burke and with Scott Jensen, Burke maybe provided a little bit of support if your thesis was that Scott Jensen was going to be too extreme or they were going to go after abortion, which was a major issue in the last governor's election. We'll find out this month, next month. Plenty of time to figure it out. It's 4:30. We have one more segment before pregame Twins baseball, and it's Wednesday. Usually we do this at 5:30. We moved it up. It's one of my favorite segments. Enough. What have you had enough of? You're fed up with it. It's driving you crazy. You can't stand it anymore. 651-461-9226. Enough. Send us a text. Give us a phone call, or if you're listening on the Odyssey app, send us a voice message. It'll come right to the control room. Enough, coming up in a minute.